It's a great joy when we have children to dedicate to the Lord. At least for me, it's always been a joy to see children, see parents who want to dedicate their children to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may live for Him. And I hope that is our desire. It's not a ritual that we go through. It's something we do out of our love and devotion for the Lord, because children are a gift to the Lord. And when we receive a child, it's never by mistake or accident. It's a gift from the Lord, and we want to say thank you to Him. The best way that we can thank Him is to say, Lord, I'm giving back to You what You gave me. I want to dedicate this child to You. I want this child to bring glory and honor to Your name. I want this child to be a witness for You as it grows. And I want to do my best, and I need, can't do it in my own strength. I don't know how to bring this child up, but You will help me through the power of Your Holy Spirit. And that's what my wife and I sought to do, each child that the Lord gave us. And we did it to the best of our ability. And then we commit them to the Lord. And I want you to look at a beautiful word in Genesis 18 and verse 19. Genesis 18, 19. I love this word. And I hope it could be said of every parent who is part of the family of God. Every parent who is part of the family of God. And right in the beginning, whether you have children or you don't have children. But this is right in the beginning, where the Lord, you know, before that, these three men that were entertained by Abraham and Sarah. One of them was the angel of the Lord, and that refers to Jesus in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. After they had entertained them and given them a meal, I like what it is. So beautiful, this chapter. You take time to read it. The trouble they took to prepare this meal. And you know, like we heard recently, they didn't just go and, Abraham didn't just go and pick up any kind of lamb, the firstlings from his flock. He brought the best. And that's when they were given the promise that Sarah would bear a son in her old age, and she laughed to herself. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Verse 13. And shall I indeed bear a child when I'm so old? She said. And yet this word, verse 14, is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Anyway, the men rose up, and they looked towards Sodom. Judgment was going to be poured out on Sodom, what we just heard about from Brother Zach. The judgment on earth, and there will be judgment in heaven. And we heard very clearly. And God says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. This is the word. This sentence. Five words. If that could be said of every parent who's part of the family of God. It says, for I have chosen him. The first time in the Bible we read those words. And it's in relation to children. It's in relation to the family. For I have chosen him. so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so the Lord may bring about upon Abraham what he has spoken about him, that all the promises that God had made to Abraham would be fulfilled because of the way he brings up his children. Because of the way he says, I have chosen him so that he may command, not suggest and say, no, that's not right, my son, that's not right, my daughter. That he may command, I'll be listening, parents, that he may command his children and his household after him. This is when they were small, when they had grown up, and by then they should have learned something about the way of the Lord. So that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so the Lord can fulfill his promises to Abraham. The Living Bible says, I picked him out to have godly descendants and a godly household, men who are just and good, so that I can do for him all I have promised. And the Message Bible says, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life, live kindly and generously and fairly, so that God can complete in Abraham what he has promised him. Like I said, long, long back, I said, Lord, I hope that you can say that of me. And that's what we have sought to do. And I hope every parent here listening to these words, not just Raju and Esther, they decided to dedicate their three girls, but every parent. Maybe your children have grown up and gone out of the home and leading their own lives. And maybe they're not walking the way of the Lord. And maybe you have failed. You don't need to be condemned. You don't need to condemn yourself. But if you can do one thing, which I decided long back I will do, if my children fail, if my children in any way go astray, and do not walk the way of the Lord, I will put my face down and I will not blame them. I will say, Lord, I have failed somewhere. Somewhere along the way I have failed. Maybe my job, maybe my business took so much of my time that I didn't give time for my children, for my little boy, for my daughter. Somewhere along the way I have failed. I will not blame my children. I can say that before God. And if you say that before God, if you have failed in some way that your children today are not walking the way of the Lord, humble yourself, my dear brother, sister, my dear parents, and say, Lord, we failed somewhere. It's not my children. And humble myself and, Lord, bring them back. Bring them back into the way of the Lord, that they can live a godly life. As long as they have breath, I'm not going to wait for them to get older. I may not be there. But bring them back. I want to see all my children become disciples. That's what I've asked the Lord. So there's no condemnation. But for those who have done, if you've done your best, you have sought to bring them up in the way of the Lord, like it says, to do justice, to be good and kind and generous, and to live godly lives like we heard, to know how to speak to poor people. That's the way of the Lord. Many, many things. And if you're doing that, and you've heard things today they are not doing, you can still, if your children are small, you can still correct yourself. There's still hope. They are in your home. They are under your custody. You can still teach them. the way of the Lord and pray that it will go well with them. But even if you have done your best, and for some reason, for whatever it is, they bring dishonor on the name of the Lord, you have to still take the blame. Say, no, I did what I could. Yes, you did what you could, but there is a possibility that somewhere I have failed, somewhere you have failed. Lord, forgive me. I will not blame them. Decide this, my dear brothers and sisters, whether you failed or whether you did your best and it didn't turn out the way you expected to turn out. Take the blame and still believe that there will be a turnaround in their lives. So there's no condemnation. I don't have to come under condemnation. But remember this. If you're part of the family of God, it doesn't change what God has said. I have chosen him. I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. And I pray that this family will have that desire. I pray that all of us who have children still in our homes will have that desire. And if you look at this word in the New Testament, you know, in John, in chapter 1, in verse 23. John chapter 1, verse 23. When they came and asked, the Pharisees came and asked John, who are you? Verse 22. So we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? And if we can say this, all of us, I'm a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. If I'm not doing that in my own life, making straight the way of the Lord, I can't teach my children to walk the way of the Lord. If I'm careless, like we heard with my words, if I'm not judging myself every day, if I'm not seeking to get light on myself and to draw closer to God, where I can live a life that will please him, then I cannot teach my children. Because what they see, the way I live, is what they will follow, what they will imitate. So we as parents, God has chosen us so that we may walk the way of the Lord first. And if I do that, early in life or later in life when the children come along, whatever it is, if I do that, I can expect my children to walk the way of the Lord. And John said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. And that is the call that God gives to the church today. Make straight the way of the Lord. And I believe that God is calling, no matter how many years I've been in this church, no matter how many years I've known him, come from other churches, if I can take this word seriously, that I am making straight the way of the Lord so that I can be a voice, first of all in my home, to my children, and then to others. A voice, not the voice. I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. I pray that after what we heard this morning, that we will seek to do that. Then I'm equipped to bring joy to God's heart because he's chosen me. He's chosen me to bring up my children, my family in the way of the Lord. And I will be able to do that if I take what he says to me. Make straight the way of the Lord in your own life. And all the things we heard this morning. And I believe it will be different in the coming days. Let's take it to heart, my brothers and sisters. We have heard some very powerful words today about the final judgment that's coming soon. And I believe the call to the church, the call to you and me, is to make straight the way of the Lord in our own personal life, in our family life. then it will go well with our children. Because our children, they can see through us that we are hypocrites. Mom and dad go to church. They break bread, they do this, they do that. But look at their lives. They're shouting at one another. And this is what they do and many things. We can't fool our children. So let's take it to heart. The word that God has spoken to us this morning, parents, and all of you who are going to be parents one day, make straight the way of the Lord in your life so that you become a voice in the family of God, first of all to your children, and then to those whom God brings across your path.